Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. If you can't be kind, at least have the decency to be vague.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, there's no stopping us now.
That's right.
The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. And people who want to know, what is this show all about? Well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We try every week to have a different spin on it. Last week was more music. This week, well, it's different things with Humanware and Spectrum and Jerry Gross Financial. It's a lot of things happening on the show today. And I'm going to write the trivia. This is trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. This group was a monster group for many years. Tell me who's singing this song, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song,
407-894-1680? You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Oh, I know. Laugh and sing. Yes, I know. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me.
Okay, that's it. Who's singing that song? That's a great song. Great group. Who is singing the song? Let's see if we got any new callers. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? They had a lot of hits. Big group. 407-894-1680. I had Lynn and I had the pleasure of having this group work for us in person in Las Vegas when we were there. And they were in our, let's just say, booth doing live the drift.
Oh boy, I think you let it slip.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So anybody know what? Who's singing the song?
You did too, Nigel, before. Something in the air.
Yeah. Okay, so who's singing the song?
It's a gimme.
It's a gimme now.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
407-894, unless they weren't listening. 407, maybe nobody's listening. They wouldn't hear what he said. 407-894-1680. And it was not Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. That's what you're thinking. It was not Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. 407-894-1680.
Now, Michael, when you said it was a big group, did you mean that they had many members, or do you mean that they were very popular?
Very popular. Very popular.
All right.
They had a lot of hits. Very big group. They're originally a backup group. They didn't come out as a group for themselves. They used to back up other people.
That I did not know.
I'll tell you a story when somebody calls the answer.
Yeah.
Can't tell you a story because that tells the name.
Yeah.
Phone number is 407-894-1680.
All righty. I got the phone line lit up all the way from top to bottom.
Anybody new?
Well, I would say she's new because she did call in to say hi. She did call in to say hi, and she's from Deerfield Beach, Florida. But she didn't call in for trivia. She was calling in to say hi.
That's new.
That's considered new. So I have Mike from Aventura on the phone line, Carrie from the British Columbia, Leroy from Winter Garden, and Mickey from Deerfield Beach, Florida.
Oh, gee, we got a whole fan club here.
Yeah.
Mickey. Oh, Mickey. Like, call me Mickey. Let's take a cool new caller first. Mickey's first.
All right. Great.
There we is. Mickey, how you doing?
Hello? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations, if you know the answer.
So who is in this group?
Say the last dance for me, baby. The Drifters.
Who's singing it?
She got it.
She said it.
I could not hear her.
So wait. Everybody be quiet one last time. I'm going to lead you in. Mickey, who was singing?
It was the Drifters.
There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen.
You know how they got the... You're right. You just
Nigel,
won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
You like you? All right.
What's that? Go get...
What's so you know how they got the name?
Go Gators.
Got the name because they used to back up a lot of groups and they used to drift from one group to another group to another group when they recording session.
That how they got their name? I didn't know that.
They used to drift.
All right.
And that's how I got the name Drifter.
Ha! I learned something tonight. I didn't know that about you.
So we just gave yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right, Mickey, don't hang up. Great. Hold on one moment, all right?
So we had Mike from Aventura, Florida on the line.
Yes, we have Mike from Aventura. Mike, are you there?
Hello.
I'd like to say hello to Mike.
Yeah, I know who it is.
K4UGD.
It's the...
Who did you think it was? Smokey Robinson Miracles?
No, the Drifters.
You're right. But somebody beat you to the punch. The Drifters, that's right.
Yeah. Benny King and the Drifters.
Yep.
And they worked with Clyde McFadder and a lot of people.
Right. Clyde McFadder was the lead singer. Benny King was a lead singer. That's right. Benny King, Clyde McFadder,
By the way... Jerry Blavitt, I was really sad that he passed away, and I met him one time in Miami, and...
We did a whole thing last week on Jerry Blavitt, yes.
Yeah, and he was pretty nice, but he was a really good DJ on the mic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, Mike.
Okay.
That's Mike from Aventura, Florida.
Yes. Okay. Mike, what's your call sign again? KG4UGB? Or no? What is it again?
What was that?
You may have already... Your call sign again, one more time. KG4?
305.
No, your call sign.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Maybe I better forget it. I was saying, what's your call sign? I'm KB4F.
305-935. 2044.
That's your phone number. I was asking for your call sign.
Oh, my call sign. I'm sorry. It's KG4UKB.
KG4 what?
Kilo Golf 4 Uniform Kilo Bravo. I'm not on here anymore.
KG4UKB. All right. I got it. Thank
not
you.
A million people know his phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. He doesn't like a million people call him.
Right.
I know, Michael. We're good friends.
Yeah.
KG4UKB. I'm KB4F. Okay. All right, sorry. Hit control for the Blind and Beyond Radio Net. Oh, it's another.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yep.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live, thank you. From the Spectrum Power Studios.
Oh, we're back. We're Bethlehem back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and we are back. Hey, folks, sometime you can go to our webpage and check us out. BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. Don't forget the and, BlindandBeyondRadioShow.org. Check us out. You might like to see what you see. See what you see. It's blind friendly, by the way. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, it must be that time of the month. Okay, it's my turn. So I'd like to welcome back, first time for the 2023 season here. I would like to welcome Peter Cucciavi, and Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications.
He's also the father of Leonardo.
Yeah, he's also the father of Leonardo. Hi, Peter, that's welcome great. Back. Excuse my voice.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, back. Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
What's it
we've
like?
We've got loads of snow out here shoveling.
Oh my God.
Can you make it louder? I can't hear him.
Yeah, I turned it down. Hold on, because of the commercials. Okay, it's up.
All right, can you hear me now, Michael?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Loads of snow, you said?
It's lots of snow, and we just went below zero here today. So getting these cold fronts.
Has the young man been out in the snow yet?
He has, but he can't spend too much time there. It's the temperatures.
That's too cold.
He's too delicate.
He's too delicate.
Too cold. I was going to ask if you got him a flying saucer yet. Those are fun.
Not yet. Yeah, they are. They are not quite yet.
Can he stand up in the snow?
Oh, it would be above his knee line at this point.
Golly.
That's too much for me. I don't know. I couldn't take that. So Peter.
Yeah, it's abnormal this year, but it's pretty.
Yeah. So Peter, what's happening at Spectrum Communications and the accessibility department this year?
Well, I don't know if your listeners have seen anything circulating around the internet, but I saw that on Yahoo Finance, there was a wonderful press release that was published by the American Foundation for the Blind about the fact that Charter Communications, the Spectrum, has won the Helen Keller Award this year. So we'll be receiving that.
That's terrific.
Oh, that's terrific.
It is. It really is. We're super proud of it and excited. We were excited to get nominated last year and to learn that we won, and we'll be receiving that in April is really exciting for us. This is just just so much pride for our team and the work that we do.
Will you be going there, or how will you be getting
there? Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I'll be there in person.
Mm-hmm. And where is that? What state?
It'll be in Washington, D.C., and the AFB group tends to couple that with their leadership conference. So the Helen Keller Awards will be on the April 19th, and the conference will be the 20th and 21st.
Very nice.
And I'll be presenting at the conference as well. So hopefully I can see some of the listeners there as well.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Oh, we forgot to introduce you to Nigel, our guest co-host tonight. Nigel,
yes,
hi to Peter. I'm sorry.
Hey, Peter.
Hello, Nigel. Hello.
How are you, my man?
Doing well, thank you.
Happy New Year to you and everyone else on the radio as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that So that's our big news for for the start of this year, which is a great opening and really exciting. We're really excited about that. I wanted to give the callers some time to dial in. I've got this $25 gift card that's burning a hole in the palm of my hand, and I just want to give it away.
Well,
and
Peter,
I'd love to get a caller in to
Peter, guess what? You don't have to burn a hole in your hand. We have a caller that has a question for you.
All right.
Let's see who it is. We have Dan Day on the phone and has a question for Peter. I'm reading my message from Chris. So
hey,
put him
Dan.
On.
Hey,
hi, Dan.
Dan Day, you're up.
Hey, Peter, I do have a couple of questions for you. Good to hear you again on the show. This is accessibility related, and I've been listening this evening as the Spectrum has been during the commercials about the Spectrum accessibility app. So I take it that if you're watching using the Spectrum app on your TV and phone, that you can just use the app. If you have a box and you're not using the Spectrum app, do you enable the audio description through the SAP, or do you know just how that's done if what you're just using is your remote in your box?
Right, that's a fantastic question. So on the set-top box, it is the SAP channel that's going to carry that audio description. And, if you're in live television, there's a really easy shortcut that you can use to turn that on. And if this doesn't sound like your remote, then you can certainly call in and I can provide that phone number for you. And we can hook you up with the right box and the correct remote that you can use. But the shortcut right above that number one key, there's a little rectangular button. Visually, it's labeled options, but it's essentially a menu button that pulls up all your accessibility features. Now, instead of going through that menu, you can press the options button followed by the number two on your keypad. So options followed by the number two, and that'll turn your SAP channel on and off.
And
the app, there's as you're swiping across, let's say you're using VoiceOver like I do, you've got the app open. As you're swiping across, you'll land on something called accessibility options. And when you tap on that, you might have to go backwards to get to closed captions and audio description, but that's where you can turn that on as well.
Okay, terrific. No, that was very simple. And I do have a related question. I apologize. I just thought of this as the segment was starting, so I apologize if it sounds like I'm trying to play stump the expert here. But I don't use the audio description too often because I have enough vision that I normally don't use it. But once in a while, a movie will be on that may have characters in the movie that are speaking a foreign language. Like, say, maybe it's a World War II movie with Japanese actors and they're speaking Japanese with English subtitles. Do you know if the audio description actually reads the subtitles? Again, this is a bit of an obscure question, but it just kind of came into my head. I don't know if that's in the audio description or not.
No, the audio description will not. So the audio description is a separate track entirely that's pre-recorded. It's aligned with the movie or show that you're watching, and it plays sort of in synchronicity with it, is how that works. Now, what can read those captions is your guide. So you can have the guide read the so if you turn guide narration on, and that's guide narration on your set-top box is the options button followed by the number three, we'll turn that on. And then you could also try and see if you're on a mobile device, if you have something like VoiceOver TalkBack on, that might be able to read that text for you as well. And then if you want to get really fancy within the Spectrum Access app, if you're downloading your captions there, and that's typically closed captions, not necessarily subtitles, you can also have VoiceOver read those or send those through a Braille display. But typically I find when I'm watching, usually I use the Apple TV box. If you're on Spectrum TV, then you can have VoiceOver on, and that'll read your subtitles as well.
Oh, that is great. I didn't know that, and this is really useful information. That's fantastic.
Now, I will say there is one exception. Sometimes when subtitles you know, are integrated. And I have found that audio description will prefer the audio description that's recorded for it, can prefer to read the text rather than describe what's on set. And in that case, that is the exception where you will hear it in the audio description. So it's worth a shot turning it on and just seeing, you know, how the content owners created the description for that.
Okay, perfect. And one last quick question.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan, for calling in.
Peter, is Dan...
Dan can steal that $25
gift
card.
There you go, Dan.
Take it off my hands. Thank you, Dan, so much for calling in.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, as always.
Dan, give your address to... email your address to me, and then I'll give it to Peter. I just remembered how to do it.
Okay, that's easy enough. I'm
getting
email then.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Dan. Appreciate it.
You bet.
I'm getting pushed everyone. Off my chair by my dog. Now listen, folks. Peter,
okay,
are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Okay. So, folks, Spectrum is going to do something different over the next few months. We're going to put together a panel. So if you have Spectrum, we'd like to have you on the panel. So the first few people that call in or write to us that would like to be on the panel, you'll be heard on the radio and discussing Spectrum. So if you have Spectrum, write or call to us and you'll be on the panel. The first few people, we're not going to have a lot, just a few people on the panel, the Spectrum panel. And we're just going to discuss Spectrum with the panel. So that's the story, folks, real fast. You can write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or you can call the show and say, I'd like to be on the panel. You can call 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680 just to say that you want to be on the panel. You have to be a Spectrum customer, though, to be on the panel.
Hey, we got another call on the phone line.
Okay. Reference to Peter?
Is it a reference to Peter?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. Okay, because we only had a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Okay, so who's talking?
Ohio is in the building. Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi there. First of all, I want to be on that panel, whatever I need to do, because we have Spectrum, you know, when we're here in Ohio and we have it in Florida. So
you're more than welcome to be on the panel, Shirley.
Okay.
More than
That's
welcome.
Great. You let me know what I have to do. Just please take down my name and we'll go from there. Peter,
and we're
really
very happy that you're recovered from your auto accident.
Oh gosh. Well, somewhat. Yes, I'm at home. I was in the hospital for a week and in rehab for 2 weeks, and it's been kind of rough going, but I am doing better. Thank you so much for asking.
I'm sorry. I apologize to you because I meant to call, and I guess things ran along, and I'm sorry that I didn't call you.
That's
sorry.
Okay. I didn't even know you knew about it, so I appreciate it.
You heard from the grapevine.
Thank you.
We'll be in touch with you, Shirley. We have to say goodnight to Peter, so we'll be in touch with you about the panel.
Yes, we'll put you
okay.
On the panel.
Well, I wanted to thank Peter for the last updates he did with the. With the speech, the speed of the speech, and also being able to select voices for the speech.
Thank you
very much.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, thank you, Shirley. Thanks for being
there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, Peter, will you please give everybody the contact information?
Absolutely. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301. 1-844-762-1301.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling, Peter. And are you staying home tomorrow? Or are you going out in the snow to work?
I'm going to be working from home tomorrow because we're getting
goodness.
Some more snow, if you'll believe it.
Oh, gosh.
What do you say?
More snow tomorrow.
More snow.
So you, oh, wow.
Better you than me.
I'll envy your Florida sometime.
When we're complaining about 40, right? You're at zero.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, thank you
Peter.
So much. Have a good night.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Peter,
you
for coming
too.
On.
Bye, Nigel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night Peter.
All right. We better go to break.
We got to go to break. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Oh, we're back. We are back. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we're live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Here we are. Okay, I'd like to welcome for the first time on the show, Matthew Paquette. And Matthew is the product manager at Human Wear, one of our wonderful sponsors. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. It's nice to meet you. And meet our guest co-host tonight, Nigel Ricards.
Good evening.
Okay.
So tell us all about Human Wear.
Yeah, so well, basically, as you guys know, Human Wear makes product for the blind community. So we have a lot of different various products. We have Braille readers, Braille displays, note takers. We also have low vision products such as magnifiers and others. And we also have the Victor Reader, which is a fairly popular product amongst the blind community. And I'm actually here today to talk about the Victor Reader Stream 3, the new version of the Stream that is coming out in February.
All right.
Yeah, new. So okay, let's hear about it. Let's listen to the new Victor Reader.
Yeah, for sure. So Victor Reader's been around for a while. So the first one came out in 2007. The second generation came out in 2013, so about 10 years ago. And after a couple years of development, we're now able to put out the third generation of the Victor Reader Stream. So it's coming up in the US in the month of February. So we don't have a firm release date yet, but that's to come fairly soon. But yeah, it is a new and improved device. It will do everything that the Victor Reader Stream 2 did and then some. So we've improved on a lot of things. We've added a better speaker. We've improved on the charging port. It's now USB-C port. So a lot of the feedback that the community gave us in the past about the Stream 2, the things that they liked and the things that they liked a little less, and we've made tons of improvements on them.
That sounds wonderful. So it's coming out in February, which is next month.
So can you give us an example of some of the improvements? And if anybody has a Victor Reader, we know you're out there. Give us a quick call. Michael, what's the number?
407-894-1680.
Hey, Nigel, I have the number too.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
Nigel. What, Nigel?
Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. You have any questions?
For Matthew?
I just want to echo some questions that I've actually one in particular.
For sure.
You all will be at some of the conventions, right? To the ACB National Convention in Schaumburg, Illinois.
I'd have to check with our marketing people for that. I'm not sure if we're gonna. I'm not sure that specific one. I know we'll be. We have some people where we'll be at ATIA this week. And we are going to CSUN. I am myself going to CSUN in March. And as far as ACB goes, I'm really not sure in terms of the schedule. I know I'm not going, but there perhaps will be some folks from HumanWare. There's a pretty good chance there will be.
Great. I'm sure there would be because it's in July, so it'll be several months after the product has been introduced. That's good.
Nigel, what more important, do you use HumanWare?
I do use a Victor Reader Stream 2 occasionally. I also use the Victor Trek, I believe. I believe that's a HumanWare product as well. Is that right, Matthew?
Yeah, that's correct. The Victor Reader Trek came out in 2017, and it was sort of a successor to the Breeze.
Yeah.
And we integrated both the Victor Reader and the Trek into a new device. Now we have a new device that came out in August 2022 called the Stellar Trek, which is the evolution of the Victor Reader Trek, but the Victor Reader Trek is still a very good product.
Yes, thank you. I didn't hear about that. That's good. That's goodness. That enables us who are otherwise, you know, impaired, whatever, transportationally to know where we are.
Yeah, that's for good, sure. And
good
and
advice.
It's also really
so how
good
do you get
safety.
A hold of these products?
Basically, you can go on our website, humanware.com. They're all available for purchase there. But if you have some questions about, you know, the functionalities and how they can work and everything, you can contact our customer support team, and they will be able to help you answer any questions that you might have. They'll put you in touch if they need to with someone within our sales team, and you can ask your questions there.
Matthew, we have a caller on the line that has a question for you. We have
for sure.
Sheila calling in from Orlando. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. Madam President, where are you? We don't hear you.
Well, we did have her on the line.
Sheila, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, we do now.
We can hear you.
Okay.
Look up. Talk.
All right. Matthew, I have had Victor Reader since they started, I think. And my question to you is, I heard the new generation is not going to be, you're not going to be able to replace the battery. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So on the new Victor Reader Stream 3, we went the way most modern devices go nowadays. So it is an internal battery. We understand that it is, for some users, a little bit of frustration not being able to swap the batteries. But the thing you have to keep in mind is that this battery is much longer lasting. So we're talking about close to double the time you would get on a Stream 2. So we're talking about 15 to 16 hours of battery life of continuous usage. And the fact that it's an internal battery also protects it from, you know, weather and stuff like that. So and the battery are better quality as well, internal batteries. So they won't require changing as much as, unfortunately, they did on the Stream 2. So we don't expect any kind of big issues on that.
Well, Matthew, let me tell you something that you will find really funny. I have a tube that I put in the washing machine accidentally. Oops. And when I pulled it out, I pulled the battery out, let it dry out, and it's still working today. I love my Victor Reader. Okay?
So for listeners, we don't recommend doing that. I'm glad that worked out.
I didn't want to.
No, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, yeah, with a lot of electronics.
It's my favorite product to take traveling with me every time I travel. So
I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, I know people love the Victor Reader Stream. We love it too. It's such a little handy device. You'll be pleased to hear the new version is exactly the same size as the previous one, but there are some improvements. Like, for example, the keys are a little bit rubbery, so the texture of the keys is much better. It has a better grip. It's a great device. And since we know that people use it on the go very often, we've also done some extensive drop testing. So once again, we don't recommend you drop it, but we've thrown it down a flight of stairs at the office and it came out unscathed. So it is a fairly sturdy device.
Well, thank you so much for your product.
Thank you so much for your kind words. I really appreciate them.
And I just want to clarify for those who might not know it that the Victor Trek is a GPS device.
Yeah, that's correct. It does both book reading as well as podcasts and internet radio and all of that, yeah. As well as the GPS. There's a GPS side to the device that allows you to navigate safely. So, yes. And that's one of the things that, since you haven't heard, Nigel, the new Stellar Trek, we've made some improvements on the navigation side. Since it's a dedicated navigation device, it doesn't have book reading, internet radio, and all of that. It really is dedicated just to navigation. We've taken it further and we're adding some features. We added recently, a couple months ago, a compass to it. And in the next update, we're adding a couple features that will be like traffic lights. For example, you'll have, when you approach an intersection, it'll tell you it's a four-way intersection, a three-way intersection, but it also tell you if there's stop signs or traffic lights as much as the map data is there.
That's
so cool. Yeah, it's we really have some really great features, and we're even talking in a future version, if the data is in the maps, to have stuff like, prefer routes that have sidewalks versus routes that don't have sidewalks.
Jeez, that's great.
There's a lot of stuff that the Stellar Trek does that a traditional GPS, like on your phone or a standalone GPS for sighted people will not do.
Man,
Matthew, can you describe the size and the weight of the product for people who are not familiar with the Victor Readers?
So if we're talking about the Stream 3,
the new edition, the third one.
Yeah, so in terms of size, it's a bit smaller than a phone, and it weighs about 110 grams, so it is fairly light. It's not that heavy to hold. And for those people who have a Stream 2, it's the exact same size. I don't have the exact dimensions here, but it's perhaps a couple of inches wide by like 4 or 5 inches tall.
Wait,
I missed something. Did you say it was the size of your...
You said smaller than a phone.
Smaller than your phone?
It's smaller than most phones. Like if you take an iPhone, the regular iPhone, it's a little bit smaller than an iPhone. Yeah.
So you can put it in your pocket, what you're telling me.
For sure. It's made exactly to fit in the pocket. Actually, I put it in my shirt pocket very often when I'm out and about. Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And you use it? Matthew, I use it
to read books. So I like listening to books as well. I like, so I am sighted myself. So I like to read paper books, but sometimes, you know, when I'm doing cleaning the house or whatever, I like to put on a book or a podcast. Or sometimes even listen to internet radio. So yes, I do use it around the house for sure.
So let's talk about where you can get it. Where do you get it?
So it is not available right now. It's coming out next month in the US and then in March globally. So we are doing a two-tiered launch because of the fact that at launch we'll only have English available, and we will integrate more languages as time goes by. So somewhere in March, we'll be able to sell it internationally. But it will be available at humanware.com or by calling our customer service team.
Where so, yeah. now? Repeat that. Where can I get a hold of this now?
No problems. So, yeah, so either at humanware.com, we have it online in our shop, or you can call our customer service team. And once the pre-orders are live, you'll be able to place an order for it. We don't have pre-orders yet because we don't have an exact launch date. Because if I'm being honest and full transparency, we are still in the process of fixing the last couple bugs, polishing up some features and whatnot. But yeah, it will be available within the next week or two.
There you go. Well, I hope you talk about it in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And if you guys want to have at some point some sort of segment to talk about GPS as well, because I know Nigel expressed some interest there.
That would be great.
We can also talk about GPS. I mean, our products at Humanware are great. And the new GPS products has cameras on it that allow to do stuff like address recognition, do some OCR, some reading. So if you want to read a sign while you're out and about, if you want to read a document. And then we are working, as I said before, we are adding more and more features as time goes by. We'll have an update in the spring where we hope to be able to have some barcode recognition for food products. So that's coming up.
Combining everything, all these new features.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, we want to thank you for joining us tonight as we're getting ready to close the show, but we wanted to thank you properly for joining us.
It was my absolute pleasure. I'm so thankful for you guys for inviting me.
Well, I just want to say that the distributor in Florida for Humanware products, I believe, is Florida Vision Technologies. Matthew, you might want to speak to us about that a little bit.
Florida Vision's one of our distributors. Distributor in Florida. Lisa at Florida Vision is a really, really nice person, and she's very, very wonderful. So if you do live in Florida and you want to get your hand on a Humanware device, Florida Vision is definitely the place to go to.
Yeah, we had her on the air a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, nice. She's a wonderful person. I've met her actually a few months ago. She was up here because I'm in Montreal. So she was up here a few months ago. I believe it was in August. And super nice person.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. I agree.
Okay, so we look forward to having you on again. We can discuss the new more excited about the new features.
Yeah, and the GPS.
Thank you, Matthew.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for coming on. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Well, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and you hear this great news from Humanware coming out a new product.
And I would like to remind everybody again, if you're in the Tampa area or if you're traveling to Tampa, don't forget next Saturday, February 4th, is the free half-day seminar sponsored by the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And you can learn all about the latest information on retinal diseases, specifically age-related macular degeneration, which concerns all of us. And the event will be at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center at 4121 North 50th Street in Tampa. That's next Saturday, February 4th. You can go to Foundation Fighting Blindness's website for more information. And I still have my little wrap-up, if I'm allowed, if you and Nigel will allow me.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then you guys can talk. But I wanted to remind everybody, join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair as we welcome Dominic Petrillo. And Dominic is a sports writer in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we're also going to welcome for the first time Emma Reichert. And Emma is the owner of ER Realty, and she will give you the rundown on the current real estate market. And let me tell you, Emma knows her stuff. So be prepared to call in.
Apartments and houses,
rentals, purchases, whatever. She's great. So that's my...
That's your wrap-up?
That is my wrap-up.
Okay. Nigel, you got anything to say before we go up the air?
I just want to say thank you for everyone to everyone who called in. And I'm very happy and honored to be the third time co-host on this Blind and Beyond radio show. And maybe we radio amateurs can set up a maybe an Echolink net for the Blind and Beyond radio net. This is KB4F, net control for the Blind and Beyond radio net. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I love listening. That's so cute. I love it. So hopefully some of the ham operator people got your number.
Thank you for listening. Sorry you didn't call in.
Hey, there's always next week.
The show, all I can tell you is, folks, it goes by you calling in. So it'd be nice if you call in. And you know what? You folks that are listening around the world, we'd love to hear from you. Write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org and let us know that you're there. I'd like to hear from you. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'm going to say it nice and slow. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let us know that you exist. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have something to say. You want to come on? Or maybe you got something to say in your area, whether it be in Jamaica, West Indies, or Netherlands,
England.
Or England, Canada, wherever you are in the United States, let us know. Call us. Write to us. Let them hear from you. That's what we're here for. This show is yours. Remember that, folks.
I mean, we love talking to each other and to Nigel and Chris, but it's nice when people call in, right?
Hey, I called in. Oh, I'm already here. So never mind.
That's how we know you exist, by writing to us and let us know. By the way, if there's some things you don't like about the show and you still want us to fix things, well, that's why we're here too. If you we miss something, you want to bring something up, bring it up. That's why we're here. And if you don't like me, well, that's tough. That's all I can say is tough.
That's just
anyway,
tough.
I love you, Michael.
You can love my wife and you don't have to like me, but anyway, I go along with her.
That's just tough.
We love you guys.
So what do you think, Chris?
That's just tough.
I was trying to figure out, Chris, what you were saying about Michael Hurts, and then I got it. Hurts.
Right, right.
Yeah, Hurts. The quarterback, yeah.
Yeah.
You like his jersey? Did you like his jersey?
That was it was a nice jersey. Good gift. Good jersey, Desiree, Mike.
Yeah. Desiree gave him that. His daughter.
Oh, that was
Our
so
daughter,
sweet.
Desiree gave him that gift.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter... She gave me a baseball shirt for Philadelphia Phillies. She gave me a shirt. No, my grandson gave me a beautiful, beautiful shirt.
What's his name?
Yeah.
I forgot.
You forgot his name.
Rice
Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah. Bryce Harper.
Philadelphia
jersey.
Phillies.
Yeah.
So we're going to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Phillies. No, not Philadelphia Phillies. Eagles.
No, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles.
The Phillies go to the World Series.
Yeah, Philadelphia Phillies went to the World Series. Yeah.
Right.
Philadelphia Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I hope we win. It'd be nice.
Now, what about the
and
hockey team?
You know what would be very interesting? Listen to this. If we go, wait a second. If we go and we play Kansas City, that's our old coach.
Right, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid was our old coach, Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll be playing our old coach. That'd be very interesting. Kansas City and Eagles. Right now, Kansas City's winning, so we'll see. That'd be a very interesting game. Playing our old coach. Anyway, folks, that's the show, and we'll wrap it up. And you know what?
I hear music.
You hear music? Wrapping it all up. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. We love you all. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you very much for listening.
And thank you, Nigel.
And thank you, Nigel, for coming in. Thank you, Chris. Love you all. Take care. Good night.
Hey, have a great night. Thanks, Nigel.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.